You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Vayetze, Bargaining with God. I'll make you a deal. This phrase is something which we might commonly associate with business or shopping in the marketplace. It is not a formula which we would usually consider as an introduction to prayer or a conversation with God. But this is effectively the way that Jacob begins his prayer to God after his first divine encounter in this week's Torah portion. Having fled from his family's home after stealing Esau's birthright, Jacob finds himself in the enigmatically labelled certain place, where he sleeps and dreams of a ladder connecting heaven and earth. It is in this divine dream that Jacob receives the patriarchal promise given to his father and grandfather before him. After waking from his slumber, to give Jacob credit, he immediately recognizes the awesomeness of the place where he has just slept, and he names the place Bethel, meaning the house of God. It is at this point that Jacob begins his verbal interaction with God and lays out the terms of his deal. If God remains with me, if God protects me on this journey that I am making and gives me bread to eat and clothes to wear, and if I return safely to my father's house, Adonai shall be my God. He effectively says to God, I'll make you a deal. If you look after me on this journey, when I return safely, I will follow you as my God. When we put it in these terms, it sounds almost sacrilegious. What right does Jacob have to set these terms on his acceptance of Adonai as God? Who is he to make this kind of bargain? Remember that during the preceding night, Jacob effectively received proof of God's existence and received a covenantal promise from God. How many of us on occasion have said a silent prayer to God asking for God to do something for us and in return promising that we will do something different in our own lives? I know that I have done this and that I continue on occasion to do this. I ask for divine intervention or help with the situation, and in return I promise that I will do something for God, or something that I imagine God would want. I feel reassured that there is a biblical precedent for this kind of prayer, and that this kind of prayer can sometimes be successful, for as we continue reading in the Torah, we discover that Jacob returns to the land wealthy in wives, children, and animals. This happened through Jacob's hard work, but believing that God was there in the background, looking over him, must also have helped. Perhaps, when we recite a prayer like this, we speak to the divine spark within ourselves. God is there as a supportive presence, listening to our request, and giving us the power to respond to the challenge which we are facing. Shabbat Shalom.